Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
University of Colorado COVID shot policies get shot down. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, you know, these shot policies, these mandates, they're still in litigation, believe it or not, after all these years. Liberty Counsel led the nation with regards to these shot policy mandates. And we still actually have cases ongoing, by the way. This is a case that was handled by another organization, some friends of ours, and it involved the University of Colorado School of Medicine. And they had shot policy mandates, and they were telling their faculty and their students, medical students now, that you had to get this COVID shot. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to come on campus. These students, some of those students would clearly be in the latter part of their education, and they would lose all of the opportunity to graduate with their medical degree.
Right. This was a great decision from the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. They ruled the University of Colorado's School of Medicine, the policy they had, the mandates they had for refusing religious exemptions to its COVID-19 shot mandate were, and this is great, motivated by religious animus and unconstitutional under the Free Exercise and Establishment Clauses of the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment. And the appeals court reversed a lower court decision, and it gave out a 55-page ruling on behalf of the plaintiffs, which were 17 faculty and students who filed the lawsuit because the university refused to accommodate their sincerely held beliefs. And what's really just amazing about this, Matt, is that they chose which religions they wanted to accept the exemptions and which they did not.
Yeah, so if you were a Christian Scientist or a Jehovah's Witness, then they would give you an exemption to the COVID shot. But if you were a member of any other religion, no way, you're not going to get it. So some of these plaintiffs were Buddhist, some were Eastern Orthodox evangelical Christians, non-denominational Protestants, and others with other religions that didn't have a specific denominational affiliation, independent organizations,
and
independent churches.
And the court was very clear, said, you can't do that.
Well, you know, we encountered this because, remember, we had employers and we had other government entities that would say, well, you know, Christian Scientist has a long-standing objection to vaccines or, you know, these kinds of things. So if you're a member of that particular denomination, that's fine. The problem, however, is then they would go in and they would try to question your beliefs.
Right.
That your beliefs weren't good enough because you don't have a long history of a denomination. The Supreme Court and the courts across the country have long ago rejected that line of thinking. You don't have to belong. Like, for example, if you're Roman Catholic and the Pope says, Pope Francis, you need to get the shot, but then you say, but I have a sincere religious belief because of my beliefs in the sanctity of human life, not to get the shot.
Right, because all
the government or the school can't say, well, wait a minute, the Pope Francis said you can get it, or, you know, your denomination doesn't have a particular objection to it, or your church doesn't have an objection to it. The real issue is not your denomination, not your church, not what your church leader says, but it's what you sincerely believe, your sincerely held religious belief. That's the issue.
And you can't question that.
No. And so they actually did even a worse issue than just denying all religions. They
categorized
them, they categorized in between religions, and they're essentially, in doing so, putting their stamp of approval. This religion's okay for this kind of objection, but this religion is not because you're not part of that religious organization.
Right. In fact, in the ruling the court wrote, a government employer may not punish some employees, but not others, for the same activity due only to differences in their employees' religious beliefs. Likewise, the government may not test the sincerity of an employee's religious beliefs by judging whether his or her beliefs are doctrinally coherent or legitimate in the eyes of government. Boom.
Yeah. It says, nor may a government employer discriminate against religion by implementing policies that exempt employees for secular reasons more readily than religious ones. Mm-hmm. It goes on, all such discrimination violates the free exercise and establishment clauses of the First Amendment and the corresponding rights incorporated against the state by the 14th Amendment. And when there is no plausible explanation for the religious discrimination other than animus, it is subject to strict scrutiny, regardless of whether the government employer admits that its actions were motivated by hostility to certain religions.
You know, I really liked this part as well. They said the administration has not even attempted to explain why its interest is served by granting exemptions to practitioners of some religions, but not others. No one contends that Christian Scientists are any less likely to contract or to spread COVID-19 than Buddhists or Roman Catholics or Orthodox Christians. To paraphrase a prior opinion of this court, the administration's policy does not stop exemptions for religious beliefs. It stops only exemptions for religious beliefs the administration deems inconsistent.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing,
common sense
is
right there.
We made these arguments with regards to religious versus secular. So for example, somebody comes in during COVID and they say, I want an opt out because of medical reasons. Okay, so this person here is person A, and they don't have to get the COVID shot for medical reasons. Person B stands right beside them, and they say, I want to opt out for religious reasons. And you say, no, you can't opt out, but the medical person can opt out. Well, if you really think that there is an appreciable difference in the risk factor between person A and person B, explain that to me.
Right.
And they never could explain it. They would say, well, you know, the medical, we're going to allow that. Well, why not the religious one? How does the religious one pose more of a threat to you than the person who is opting out for medical reasons?
Because we're discriminating against your religious
beliefs. That's what it comes back to. Right. Say, well, because we just don't want to give it to religious believers. Mm-hmm. And the courts have routinely struck that down. In this particular case, this was the University of Colorado Anschutz medical campus. It's the Academic Health Sciences campus in Aurora, Colorado, which houses the University of Colorado's 6 health sciences-related schools and colleges. In September 2021, and remember, that's when all these mandates started to come down.
Oh, yeah. How can we forget?
The university enacted and enforced a policy that all students, employees, and other individuals, quote, who currently or may in the future access any CU Anschutz facility or participate in any CU Anschutz program, close quote, or otherwise interact with members of that community, regardless of location, must become fully vaccinated, close quote, for COVID-19. And remember, I remember the brutality of these COVID mandates because they came out, Joe Biden, if you go back to 2021, he wanted to have a certain number of people receive the COVID shot in the United States, a certain percentage he was targeting by July 1. Remember before July 1, as we were before the 4th of July, he was talking about that in order to celebrate the 4th of July, you know, we needed to get everybody vaxxed up.
Fourth of July, freedom.
Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. And I remember like pushing back so bad in Florida because it's like, well, forget it, Joe Biden, because we live in Florida. I'm living in Florida and we're very free here.
Right.
We don't have all these mandates and we're free and we're going to celebrate the 4th of July and you don't have anything to say about it. But he missed the deadline of getting his percentage. And so what he did was, he started to impose this mandate, and he did the first one on the health employees in one of the agencies of the federal government. And then it rolled out to the Department of Defense, And then it started at the airlines, United, and then the schools in August, September started issuing these mandates by pressure from the Biden administration. And these students were getting ready to go back to school. Some of them had one more semester to go. And they were told, get the shot or you're not going to graduate. And they're looking at, they can see the finish line.
Right.
So brutal.
And after spending so much money on their education, they're like, what? I have to do this in order to graduate?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, some of the religious schools, like Seventh-day Adventists, they were terrible. Some of the other religious schools were worse. We were able to challenge a lot of these and strike these down, and we led the nation in doing so. So this is another great decision. Other decisions will be forthcoming down the line. The litigation, by the way, is not over, but we never want to go down this path again. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.